desert?
The Lord had to raise up the servant to recover his work.
And as the
Lord raised up Moses as his servant,
当神拣选了摩西来做这个器皿的时候,
his glory could come down and manifest itself upon this earth.
然后你就可以看到借着摩西神的荣耀就来到这个地球上。
And so we're looking at this matter of God's work.
今天晚上我们就来看神在摩西身上所做的工。
And we had looked last time at Moses, the servant.
那么我们上一次讲到这一位神的仆人摩西。
Now we saw that he was born and kept by God through unusual circumstances.
神在他的出生就已经有一个特别的环境。
And we see that he had his education in Europe, in Egypt.
然后他在埃及受了他最当代最好的教育。
And he became mighty in word and deed.
他说话行事都有才能。
But at 40 years old, something rose up in his heart and he felt called by God to identify with his people.
到他到40岁的时候,他里头就有一个呼召,有一个感动,他愿意跟他的百姓站在一起。
And so we read in Hebrews 11, he responded by faith.
所以在希伯来书11章我们刚刚读的时候,他就因信就跨出前面的一步。
He was willing to suffer the reproach to stand with his people.
他愿意因信,他愿意宁可和神的百姓同受苦难,也不愿意暂时享受最终之乐。
But when Moses rose up with a heart for God and his people,
当他愿意为着神,为着他的百姓站起来的时候,
at that point in time,
在那一刻,
he had not been prepared by his God to be a servant to deliver all of the children out of Egypt.
他还没有 被神装备好来承担这一个时代的使命。
And so he had to flee Egypt and remained in the backside of the desert for 40 years.
所以神必须把他差遣到旷野中一待就是另外的40年。
Are you in the backside of the desert?
你是不是现在正在这一个旷野里头呢?
Are you a servant of God?
你是神的仆人吗?
Have you been waiting on God?
你有没有在那里等候耶和华呢?
Have you been going through difficulty?
你有没有经过这些许多的苦难呢?
Where is this backside of the desert?
那么到底这一个旷野对你来讲是什么呢?
Now, I personally live in New York City, and some people think that's as far away from God as you can be.
我自己是住在纽约市，那对某些人来讲， 纽约的堕落刚刚好像旷野一样。
Oh, it's far away from the work of God.
这个跟神的工作那真是十万八千里了。
But so is Shanghai.
上海也是这样啊。
So is Taipei.
台北也差不多。Where
is the wilderness for you?
对你而言,这个旷野是在哪里?
Well, today God has found the wilderness for all of his servants.
今天神预备他的众仆人也为他们每一个找到了那一个所谓的旷野。
You come to the end of yourself in church life.
也就是说神把你带到所谓教会生活的末路,穷途末路。
Now when you first get saved, it's like Psalm 133.
当你刚刚得救的时候,你好像来到了诗篇133篇。
How good and how pleasant it is to be together with the saints.
哦,这个弟兄和睦同居,何等的善,何等的美。
But very soon it becomes Psalm 137.
没有多久就变成133篇137了。
We lay our hearts down.
我们的心沉下去了。
We feel like we're captives. We're trying to serve, but we're being pressed on every side.
我们希望能够服侍神,但是我们却被压四面包围。
Now, it's wonderful to be a servant when you're a young person.
当你年轻的时候,你愿意做神的仆人,是一个很好,美好的感觉。
I see many young people with nice round faces tonight.
今天我看到台下有很多脸圆圆的年轻人,很可爱。
You like everybody.
你对每一个弟兄姊妹都很爱他们。
You're very patient.
你也很有耐心。
You just love to share with people.
你很希望与弟兄姊妹交通。
It's so wonderful to live in the Church of Philadelphia.
你好像感觉今天你活在菲拉铁菲教会。
Very soon it becomes the Church of Corinth.
但是没有多久你发现你们的教会变成哥林多了。
Your patience gets tempted.
你的耐心已经被来到了极限了。
And there's some people you don't like.
你有一些人从来没看顺眼过。
And you don't like the flesh you see in some people.
你看到他们充满了肉体。
And there's some people you prefer.
那你也对某些人觉得是很好的。
And next thing you know, there's all kinds of struggle going on in the church.
然后你就发现这里面就开始有分门结党的事情了。
Now at this point, you try to find another church to go to.
不顺眼换一家。
But if you love the Lord, He'll make you stay in that church and come to the end of yourself.
如果你真的爱主的话，你就会忍耐地待在这一家受苦的教会。
We are all God's servants.
我们都是神的仆人们。
And He is going to teach us to love people we don't like.
所以神就教我们爱那些你不喜欢的人。
We have to be reduced.
让这个过程我们就渐渐我必衰败。
We are like a rock stone. We need the sides all chipped off of us.
所以我们这个本来非常粗糙的山野的石头要被神磨光。
The Lord has found a place for all of us.
所以神要进行这个手续的时候就为我们找到了一个特殊的环境。
That's why many servants are called, but few end up being servants.
所以从一个意义上来讲，神呼召了许许多多的仆人，但是很少的人能够成功。
Maybe you volunteer and you serve because you love people, the people of God.
那么可能你的感觉里头你说我爱神，我愿意好好的服侍他，你就勇往直前。
But after the Lord deals with you,
但是神的手开始对付你。
You will only be a servant of God and serve because you love Him.
那这个时候就不是因为你爱人所以服侍人，神要把你带领到一个地步，你是爱神而服侍。
Maybe you try to be a shepherd.
你可能要做一个牧人。
Oh, you spend time with the rod and the staff, helping the sheep.
所以你拿着你的杖、你的杆在那里带领你的小羊。
But you didn't know that the sheep also have rods and staff, and they hit you.
但你做梦没有想到这些小羊手里也有杖也有杆，它可以打回来的。
And maybe you try to feed the sheep and you put out your hand and they bite your hand.
那你想喂这些小羊给他们吃，结果被羊咬了两口。
You said, no, no, this assembly is all goats. I have us go to a place where there's good sheep.
那你说我搞错了，这些都是山羊，我要去找绵羊去。
Oh, but the Lord is working on you.
Oh.神借着的环境正在对付你。
How much we have trusted in ourselves?
我们对自己的自信太大太强了。
Now it doesn't take 40 years. Moses is just an extreme example.
当然，今天神不会对我们再搞四十年。摩西的四十年是一个代表性的。
But the Lord prepares us to reveal Himself to us.
总而言之，神借着环境来把我们。的真相显明出来。
And so after 40 years,
在这个所谓的四十年之间，
Moses had a vision at the burning bush.
四十年过后，他就得到了一个异象，在这个荆棘的火焰中。
He saw the God of the work, and then he saw the work of God.
他在那一刻，他看见做工的神，他也同时看见什么是神的功。
Up to this point, Moses hadn't seen the work of God.
在这一刻之前，摩西从来没有看过什么叫做神的功。
Now he was part of the work because God was working on him.
但是他不知道，他这个人就是神的功，他是神功的一个部分。
Much of the work of God happens in the hidden man.
因为神的功是隐藏在人的里面，
which prepares us to see the work of God.
他来做工在我们的身上，让我们能够认识什么是神的工。
There are many servants of God today in the church who have never seen the work of God.
今天很多在教会所谓神的工人， 他们从来没有真正认识过什么是真正神的工。
My brother here, 方东平，
这个方东平。
And my other brother, Brother Stephen Kang,
还有一位江守道弟兄。
They knew me 40 years ago.
他们两位40年前就认识我了。
I had been a denominational pastor.
那个时候我是在公会里面做牧师的。
But I felt like denominations weren't right.
我从来不知道那有什么不对。
So I became a non-denominational pastor.
后来我认识了这个不对，我就变成了一个不是宗派里面的牧师。
And I met my two brothers.
我就遇到这两个弟兄。
While I was serving the Lord.
我就那个时候在侍奉主。
But I had never seen the work of God.
但是我那个时候根本从来也不懂过什么叫做神的工。
How's that possible?
这怎么可能呢？
Serving, preaching the gospel.
我那里很热心的传福音、传道。
Teaching the Bible.
讲解圣经。
I went to Bible school.
我是神学院毕业的。
I studied the word of God.
我也好好的读圣经的一个人。
But I didn't know the work of God.
但是我不认识什么是神的工。
Until I met my two brothers.
然后遇到这两个弟兄。
And by the grace of God, I saw a revelation of the work of God.
靠着神的恩典，在那一年间，神打开我的眼睛，开始认识什么叫做神的工。
That cost me a lot.
我就付了惨重的代价。
I had to go to the backside of the desert.
就把我送到旷野去了。
And I had to learn.How God is working today.
在旷野我就必须看见神今天在我们身上到底做什么工。
I was building human works.
因为我当时是建立人的工作。
God is recovering his work.
但是神是在那里做他恢复的工。
So 40 years ago, I decided I would rather learn what God is doing than just keep doing what I was doing.
所以那个时候神打开我的眼睛，我就开始做一个选择，我宁可认识神所做的工，总比我做我的工好多了。
And that's why we share together as servants of God.
所以今天你可以看到神把神的仆人放在一起来，分享神给我们的认识。
We cannot enter into the work of God unless first we see it by a vision.
所以我们永远没有办法做神的工，除非我们被神打开眼睛，先认识什么是神的工。
Now Moses had such a vision. Paul had such a vision.
摩西有这个认识，保罗也是有这个认识。
Isaiah had such a vision.
以赛亚有这个认识。
And this vision has two parts to it.
这个意象有两个部分。
The first part of the vision,
第一个部分
is when you see God himself.
就你认识神自己。
And you say, woe is me, I am undone.
当你有这个经历的时候，认识神自己的时候，你的反应就是说，祸灾我灭亡了。
Fear and trembling come into your heart when you see the living God.
当你真的看见这位活的神的时候，有一个害怕的心来到你的里头。
When you see such heavenly vision, it paralyzes you.
当你看见这个属天的异象的时候，你整个的人好像瘫痪了。
And you don't know what to do.
你就不知道下一步要怎么做。
Now that's because you have seen the God who is doing the work.
因为那个时候你就看见是神自己在做工作。
You know, Isaiah had been a prophet, and he was prophesying. And then he met God, and he said, uh-oh.
以赛亚这个先知，他还没有看见异象之前，他已经在那里做先知了。可是有一天他真的碰到神了，他说完了。
Now he knew all about God, and he had a burden for God's people. But when he met God, it changed his life.
虽然他在那里做先知，他做了许多所谓神的工，但是他真正遇见神的时候，他说祸灾我灭亡了。
Now have you seen God high and lifted?
你有没有看见这位神高高的坐在宝座上呢？
It does you in.
因为当这个意象来的时候你就完了。
But then there's a second part of this vision that connects you to the work of God.
然后就来到这个意象第二个部分，把你跟神的工连在一起。
On the one hand, you drop back in fear of the God that you see.
因为来说，因为你看见了神这个异象，让你退缩，里面有个害怕。
But to see a vision of the work of God, you must also see somehow you are invited to participate in that work.
第二个部分就把我们的心，因为越开始认识到什么是真正神的工，这个时候你又发现神把你邀请到这个工作里头，你有一份。
So as Isaiah was laying on his face.
所以当以赛亚匍匐在神的面前的时候
，And the angel cleansed his tongue.
那个天使拿着祭坛的火来洁净他的舌头。
As he lay there,
他趴在匍匐在那里。
He heard somebody talking.
他就听见有话了。
It was somebody speaking in heaven.
天上有一个对话。
Maybe it's the father and the son.
可能是父与子在对话。
He heard a conversation.
他听见这个对话
Who shall we send? Who will go for us?
我们可以打发谁谁愿意替我们去
And you know what Isaiah did?
以赛亚听见他怎么反应呢
He's like all servants of God. They have a lot of faith and they're very foolish.
就像许多神的仆人一样他们对神是很有信心但是却做了很多愚昧的事。
Isaiah said, "Here I am, send me."
然后就说，我在这里，请差遣我。
He became a servant of God.
所以他就变成神的仆人。
God said, "Good. Now I'm sending you to people who don't like you, and they will not listen to you."
所以神说很好很好，我要把你打发到一群人中间，他不喜欢你，也不会听你的。
And so Isaiah saw this vision.
所以他看见这个异象。
Now Moses saw this vision in the burning bush.
现在摩西在这个荆棘的火焰中看到异象。
And what was this vision he saw?
他看见的异象是什么呢
？He saw the fire of God in a bush.
他看见神的火在这个荆棘里头。
Now what did he see?
看见的是什么
？Immediately he saw he.It's a bush.
他在这个意象发现那个荆棘就是他。
A man is like a bush.
一个人就跟这个荆棘一个样子。
Now it took Moses 40 years to admit he was just a bush.
这个认识是他花了神花了40年功夫在他身上他终于明白他不过是荆棘。
He used to be an Egyptian palm tree.
四十年前他认为他是埃及的棕榈树高高大大美得很
Now he's just a bush
现在他只不过是沙漠中的一个不值钱的荆棘
He's nothing
什么也不是
He's temporary
很短暂
He's useless
一点用都没有
He's ugly
而且很丑陋
A bush
荆棘
Now I know that there is a Christian doctrine calledThe doctrine of the ugly bush.
我知道在基督教里头有一个教导，这个教导就是说，成为一个丑恶的荆棘。
Now, how many of you believe you're an ugly bush?
你有多少人？我们中有多少人相信自己是这个丑恶的荆棘
？Everybody does. But it's what we say. I'm just an ugly bush.
我们自己说这个很容易哦，我只是很丑恶的荆棘。
Sometimes we have fights. I am uglier than you. I am more useless than you.
那两个要比，哪个比哪个更丑，哪个比哪个更没用。
We argue about who's the worst.
我们彼此争论谁比谁差。
Oh, we have a doctrine of the ugly bush.
这个变成一个教导。
But if you touch somebody's bush,
但是如果你真摸到他的话
，you discover,
你忽然间发现
，they really think.They're a bonsai.
它是盆景，不是，是盆景。
Oh, they're trimming it, taking care of it.
它在那精致的修剪这个盆景。
Don't touch me.
你千万不要碰我。
I'm too important.
我很重要。
I'm just an ugly bush, but I'm an important ugly bush.
我虽然是丑恶的荆棘，但是我是非常重要的荆棘。
Now, it took Moses some years to understand he's just a bush.
但是对摩西来讲，这四十年他是彻底的知道自己是一个丑恶没有价值的。
But when he saw that, then he could see the revelation.
当他真的看见这件事情的时候，他就得到启示。
A bush can have resurrection